USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As U.S. forces work to secure the Kabul airport in Afghanistan, the situation outside the perimeter has been described as chaos. USA's John Clemens reports.
In one part of Afghanistan, a rally in honor of the country's Independence Day from Great Britain in 1919 turned into a protest against the Taliban takeover that was quickly put down by the terrorists. Those trying to flee the country have been met with resistance as they tried to make it to the airport to seek freedom. Army General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, expressed his frustration.
There was nothing that I or anyone else saw that indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A man in a pickup truck parked near the Library of Congress on Capitol Hill and told police he had a bomb.
Floyd Roy Rosenberry from Grover, North Carolina, was taken into custody without incident.
Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger says officers had been trying for hours to talk to him.
Over the course of time, we tried to negotiate with Mr. Rosenberry. We first started doing that with a whiteboard, just writing messages back and forth. We used a robot to get a telephone down to him, but he would not use the telephone.
Negotiations lasted for about 5 hours. In North Carolina, two people have died and dozens are missing after flooding caused by Tropical Storm Fred. Now as a post-tropical cyclone, Fred is drenching New England and New York. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Grace passed over the Yucatan Peninsula and into open waters. It's expected to return to hurricane strength before striking Mexico a second time this weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo lovers, you have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
The United Kingdom is speaking out against the Biden administration's handling of the situation in Afghanistan. USA's Lance Pry reports.
Parliament's distrust of American leadership is front and center in our relationship. From the floor of Parliament Wednesday, Tom Tugendhat.
To see their commander-in-chief call into question the courage of men I fought with, to claim that they ran, it's shameful. Those who have never fought for the colours they fly should be careful about criticising those who have.
UK Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage on Fox News Thursday.
Joe Biden chose unilaterally, without any consultation with NATO, without any consultation with us, your closest ally for the last century and a bit more, chose unilaterally to decide the timing and the method by which American troops would leave Afghanistan. It is certainly not how you treat a NATO alliance, which since the late 1940s has done so much to preserve peace in the world.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is upset. Four of the state's biggest school districts are defying his order and telling students to wear masks to ward off the Delta variant of the coronavirus.
While all the world burns and while parts of our country burn, you know, you have this obsession that a little five-year-old, you know, should not be able to go to school without wearing that mask for 8 hours a day.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.